you today.
今天看到大家是一件很受祝福的事情。
And before I go further, let me just have another word of prayer.
在说别的之前，我们一起来祷告。
Our Father, I thank you for your precious word.
我们的天父，谢谢您给我们这么珍贵的话语。
I pray that you'll help me to speak it clearly.
我们在这里向您祷告，希望您能够通过我把话讲清楚。
And accurately.
讲准确。
I pray that you would help our brothers and sisters here to be both encouraged as well as exhorted to do what's right.
希望您能够祝福这里弟兄姊妹们不仅能够被鼓励，而且能够被召唤，能够做对的事情。
I thank you for this precious church.
谢谢您赐予我们这么一个珍贵的教会。
I thank you for Pastor Zhang and the brothers and sisters here who work so hard.
也为张牧师还有在这里每一个努力工作的弟兄姊妹们献上感谢。
And I pray that you will continue to use them for your kingdom.
我们向您祷告，希望您继续能够用他们来建立您的国度。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们在这里奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So if you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Revelation.
如果有圣经的话，请大家翻到。 启示录，最后一个。
All right. At Austin Chinese Church in the English congregation, we are going through a series of messages titled "Expect Him."
在奥斯汀华人教会呢，英文堂里我们在一个讲一个主日信息，有一系列的正在讲，叫题目就叫期待他。
And it's a study of the Book of Revelation.
这是一个对启示录的学习。
We believe that Jesus will come back soon.
我们相信耶稣会再来。And
I believe that the book of Revelation gives us a picture of what will happen in the future.
我们也相信启示录对未来将会发生的事情给了我们一个全景。Those
who have confessed their sin and put their trust in Jesus Christ will be with him in heaven.
那些认了罪并且信了耶稣基督的人将会去天国。
And those who have rejected Jesus Christ and his message will be punished forever. So as you can tell, it's both an encouraging book, but also a tough book to study.
这个呢，不仅是一本给很鼓励我们的书，而且也是一本能够教育我们的书。
But before I go further into today's message, though, I think I should give a little bit of background.
在我开始今天的信息之前呢，我给大家一点背景。
So you get two messages in one.
所以呢，我们这里我们不光能够讲信息，而且还有些背景。But
I will still watch the clock, so don't worry.
但是我也会注意时间，所以大家不要担心，不按时结束。The
person who wrote the book is the Apostle John.
写这本书的呢是使徒约翰。If
you turn back to Revelation chapter 1.
如果请大家翻到启示录的第一章。
For this part of the message, I will use English to read it. If you just follow in your Chinese Bibles.
在这里呢，牧师呢会以英文来讲，请大家去跟着读的时候呢，可以拿中文跟着读。Revelation
chapter 1 verse 9 to 11.
请大家翻到启示录第一章第9节到第11节。
I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, saying, Write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. So that was verses 9 through
11.
So basically, John was in trouble.
在这里呢，使徒约翰呢遇到麻烦了。He
was a pastor in a city called Ephesus.
他是在以弗所这个地方的教会在做牧师。He
was a very good pastor.
他是个很好的牧师。But
the emperor didn't like him.
但是当时的罗马的这个皇帝呢，不是很喜欢他。So
he sent him as a prisoner to an island called Patmos.
所以呢，他们就把约翰作为一个囚犯送到一个叫做伯摩岛的地方。And
this place was the island. It was only 10 miles long and 6 miles wide at the widest part.
这是个很小的岛，它长差不多有10迈， 然后宽有差不多六迈。
So he couldn't go very far.
所以他这个岛很小，他能去的地方不多。
And some people say he was probably a prisoner working in the mines on this island.
有些人说呢，他在这个岛上呢是一边做囚犯，一边做一个矿工。
And he was there at least a year, and after that, the emperor changed, and he was able to go back to Ephesus.
他在这个岛上差不多待了有一年，然后这之后呢，那个老的皇帝。
Now John loved God very much.
使徒约翰是很爱神的。
Willing even to suffer persecution.
他也愿意为神而受逼迫受迫害。
And this is just a side note. It's not even in my notes. But sometimes when we serve God, sometimes it seems like there's tough times.
这只是我额外想讲的，就是说有时候我们为神去。
And sometimes during those tough times, God teaches us many things.
有的时候在很困难的时候，神用这个机会教给我们很多事情。
We find out here that John had a mission that was given to him.
我们在这里看到，神是给约翰一个使命的。
And I'm going to skip through some of these, but chapter 1, verse 11, I just read that he was supposed to write what he saw in a vision. He's supposed to write it into a book.
在刚才讲到这个第一章第十一节里头，约翰看到了一个他看到了他所看到的，所以他写在了书上。
And this is what we have as the book of Revelation.
这本书呢，就是这本书叫启示录。
And he was supposed to write it and send to at least seven churches.
他按理说是应该把写完这本书之后寄给七个不同的教会的。
And the first one is Ephesus, and we're going to study that a little bit more.
第一本是要给以弗所的教会，我们要去学多学一些。
But this is what he was supposed to write, chapter 1, verse 19 and 20.
在这他应该写的是在第一章第十九节。
It says, "Write therefore the things that you have seen, those that are to take place after this. As for the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands."The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
所以你要把你所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。论到你们所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
So John is the messenger that God had appointed for a pretty tough job.
所以约翰是神是一个神的使者，而这个使者呢，有他的他需要做的东西是很重的。
But I do believe that as we look at this first letter to the Church of Ephesus, there's many things that Rock Chinese Church, Austin Chinese Church, all the churches can learn today.
我相信呢，在这本第一本书他写给以弗所教会的书里头呢，我们可以从不光是 ACC 也好，还是我们磐石教会也好，是我们都可以从这本书里学到一些东西的。
So now I'd like to ask if our Mandarin reading brothers and sisters can read Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 through 7, and those of us that have English will just follow along.
我们在这里请邀请在读中文圣经的弟兄姊妹们，请大家翻到第二章启示录第二章从第一节到第七节，我们一起来读，好吧？我带着大家一起来读。你要写信给以弗所教会的使者，说那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的，说我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你不悔改，我就要临到你们那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。然而还有一件可取的事，就是你憎恶一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
Thank you. So the background of this church of Ephesus, it was a major city of Asia Minor. It was a seaport.
给大家讲讲背景。 以弗所呢是在小亚细亚半岛一个很重要的一个城市，是一个海港城市。And
it was also the location of a great temple of a goddess Artemis.
这也是当时世界七大奇迹之一的这个叫阿尔迪弥斯神殿的一个所在地。So
this is a God-believing church that was surrounded by people who worship idols.
这是一个神的教会，但它呢是被一些崇拜偶像的人所包围的一个地方。So
they had a tough job to be a good church.
所以他们想，如果想当一个很好教会的话，他们是很困难的。Now
many years ago, about 40 plus years ago, the apostle Paul had visited Ephesus.
就很久以前，也差不多43年以前。 保罗曾经亲自去过以弗所教会。And
in the book of Acts chapter 19, it records what Paul said and did at Ephesus.
在使徒行传里头，差不多使徒行传19章，写过保罗在以弗所所做的。And
Paul actually stayed in Ephesus for many years and did a lot of good work.
实际上，保罗在以弗所就待了好几年，做了很多的事情。
In fact, Acts 19 verse 10 says, all the Jews and the Greeks who live in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord because of this, Paul at this church.
在使徒行传第十九章第十节里这里讲到，这样有两年之久，叫一切住在亚细亚，不论是犹太人还是希利尼人，都听见主的道。Can
you imagine being a church that every man and woman, every child in the area heard about Jesus?
能不能想象到你在一个 一个教会，这个教会的周围，不管是男人、女人、大人、小孩，都听到神的道。We
sometimes think nowadays that's almost impossible.
现在想在如今的情况，可能是不可能的一件事情。But
we can start with our neighbors.
但是我们可以从我们的邻居开始。Our
classmates.
我们从我们的同学开始。Our
coworkers.
或者我们的同事。The
people we buy coffee from Starbucks.
我们从Starbucks买coffee.
That's the only Chinese one. Even I know for my family, there's these people at HEB that we have known for many years.
甚至从我们家来说，在HEB这个地方，我们还认识很多人，认识了很长时间。
When we share about Jesus Christ, we start with people we know already.
当我们想去传神耶稣的福音的时候，我们去向那些我们认识人去传。
And if each of us do our part, then eventually, by God's grace, people will know.
如果我每人都做到自己的一部分的话，最终这个所有人都能听到。So
this church was very much loved by God.
所以这个以弗所教会是被神所爱的。And
they had a big job to do.
他们的事工也是很大的。And
we'll see here in just a moment, they are very faithful.
我们在这里很快就会看到，他们也是很有信心的。But
before Jesus Christ talks about the church, he first identifies himself.
所以，但是耶稣在这里在谈到教会之前，他先谈到了自己。He
first says in verse 1, He who holds the seven stars in his right hand and who walks among the seven golden candlesticks.
所以他这里在讲到说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的。So
holding the seven stars is talking about God's Christ has control. And that he has authority and power over all of creation, but especially the church.
所以他这里讲到，就是耶稣这里讲到说，他手里拿了七颗星，他的意思就是说，他不仅对他所创造的所有的东西都有权柄，当然包括，而且包括这七个教会。Not
only though it talks about his power, it says he walks among the lampstands. The lampstand represent churches.
他不光讲他的权柄，他也讲到说。 他拿到这个灯台，这个灯台呢，就是象征的教会。And
it says here that he walks among the seven golden lampstands.
他在这里讲到，他在这七个灯台中间行走。That
means he moves among the churches.
这个意思呢，就是说他是与这些教会同在。That
is that he is always present.
他是永远与他们，他是永远存在的。You
know, whether a church is big, medium, or small, I think sometimes we might feel like, oh, did God forget us?
不管这教会是很大的还是很小的，有时候我们会想到，神是不是把我们忘记了？
I think God reminds all the church of Ephesus, but also reminds us, He walks and moves among all of the churches.
在这里神不光给以弗所教会激醒以弗所教会也激醒我们不管我们在哪里神都是与我们同在
He cares for us.
他也很关心我们
He does watch us.
他也看着我们
And he shepherds our churches.
是他牧养着我们的教会
So this is the God. He has power and he also promises his presence.
所以这是一个神 他不仅有很大的能力 他也告诉我们他在我们中间
Now, this is the kind of God who is speaking, and now he's going to tell them some good things and then some bad things about the church.
所以这里就是这么一个神，然后他会讲到一些这个教会做的好的事情，也会讲一些教会做不好的事情。
I'm very thankful that God started, that Christ started with the good things.
我很感激在这里，基督是以好事情先开始。
Have you ever talked to someone, the first thing they do is tell you all the critical things that you didn't do well, and then, oh yeah, and you did this good too, at the end.
你们跟很多人聊过天，那个人跟你一上来先跟你讲，是你这个没做好，那也没做好，然后讲完之后他说，哦，忘了，你这点还是做得不错的。
It's always nice to hear the good things.
所以呢，记住永远是以正面讲话开始是最好的。
So look at verse 2. This is what Christ says as he praises this church of Ephesus.
请大家看到第二节，他这里开始来夸奖这个教会。
He says, I know your works.
所以他这里知道我知道你的行为。
I know your toil and your patient endurance.
劳苦忍耐
and how you cannot bear with those who are evil but you have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not and you have found them to be false
看出他们是假的来
I know you are enduring patiently
你也能忍耐
and bearing up for my name's sake
曾为我的名劳苦
and you have not grown weary
并不疲乏
if Jesus Christ stood here today
It
says, Rock Chinese Church. I know your works. I know your hard work. I know you don't bear with those who do evil. I know you test to see who is a good teacher, who is a false teacher. I know you endure patiently. I know you have not grown weary.
我们知道你们也没有疲乏。Wow,
if Yesu came and said that, we say.
假如耶稣真对我们说这些话，我们说什么？
We would be so happy to hear him say that.
我们听见肯定是非常的高兴。Right?
We would be so thankful that he recognized that.
我们肯定心里充满了感激，他对我们的工作的东西能够认可。Because
this is the God who is powerful.
因为这是一个全能的神。
But he is also the God that is present with each church. So he said, Ephesus, I know you are a hard-working church. You're not lazy. You don't run away from hard tasks. Even big challenges, you are faithful. In Ephesus, I know that you're like this.
以弗所教会,
and on top of that, on top of your hard work, you keep the doctrine pure and you hold to the truth.
另外呢，就不在你劳苦的基础上，你们的教义也是很纯真的，你们的对真理的追求也是很执着的。
As you read later in verse probably 6 and 7, I think, it talks about the Nicolaitans.
我们在这里待会儿到。
Now, who are the Nicolaitans? I'll try to simplify what they believe. Basically, they believe that God is a merciful God. And he shows us mercy even though we may deserve punishment.
应该被惩罚的时候呢，他也会饶恕我。But
see the Nicolaitans, what they believe is, okay, God has mercy, so I can go do wrong things.
所以尼格党认为，这个因为神会原谅我们，我们就可以去为所欲为。Okay,
so in some ways it's like God, because you're so merciful, I'll go do something wrong, but then I'll come back and I'll ask you to forgive me because you're so merciful, you'll forgive me, it's okay.
所以他这一行就是说 因为你是很怜悯的，所以我可以去爱做什么做什么，然后我再到你面前向你来认因着你的怜悯我向你认罪，你就能原谅我。
Basically they thought they believe in Jesus up here, but they did not practice what a Christian should practice in their heart.
所以他们在在智慧上，在脑子里信耶稣，但他们在行为上确实没有做出个基督徒该做的事情。
They don't believe that a Christian being a Christian demands obedience and loyalty to Christ alone.
所以他们不相信他们不相信作为基督徒应该去遵守神的不应该去把一切交给神。
So you see how there's a little bit of truth but a lot of untruth.
所以你看看嘛，这里他们信的是有一点真理，但是很多呢是可以说是异端。
And so this is the church of Ephesus, they could sense and detect that these Nicolaitans were bad, that were teaching the wrong thing.
所以呢以弗所教会呢看到了尼哥拉党人，知道他们教的是错误的。
So this was a great church at Ephesus.
所以这是一个可以说很伟大的教会。
They were hardworking.
他们很努力。
And they also kept the truth of God's word.
而且呢他们把神的真理也能保守住神的真理。
And we would all love to have God say that about our church.
我们所有人都希望神能够亲口对我们的教会也说这样的话。
But in verse 4,
但是在第四节呢，
But
但是
Is that how it says in verse 4 in Mandarin? In Chinese?
这里讲到然而有一件事情我要
Okay, but there's one thing, right?
然而有一件事。
I have this against you.
有这么一件事我要责备。
That's very strong words, right?
责备是一个很重的一句话。
On the one hand, Christ says, this is very good. This is very good. He talks about it. But then he says, but I have this against you.
在一边呢，神跟我们说啊，你做得很好，这个也好，那个也好。然而，我有一件事情我要责备。
What is this that he has against them?
这件事，他要责备他们这件事情是什么呢？
You have abandoned the love you had at first.
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
You have left your first love.
你把你的初爱给放弃了。
Now, I don't think this means that you have left the first love and then you went to your second love. It's not talking about an order.
这里我想并不是一个进展性的，就是说你放弃了第一个爱，然后拿到了第二个爱，再有第三个爱，它并不是从这个顺序上讲的。
I think what it's talking about here is the kind of love you have at the beginning.
他这里，我觉得他这里讲的是那种起初的那个爱，同样的爱，但是起初的那个。
When it's fresh and deep and passionate.
当那个是很新鲜的，是很深厚的，而且呢也是很有具有激情的。
And it's very obvious to everybody.
而且呢是很明显的，所有人都能看见的。
You know, I've only had one girlfriend.
我一生只有一个女友。
And so I was already working in the church in Minnesota when I met Tina.
当我和 Tina 见面的时候，我在。Minnesota, 我的一个教会在工作。
I found out later, a lot of the brothers and sisters were praying that I would find a wife.
我后来我才知道，在当时的很多弟兄姊妹们都为我祷告，说我能够最终找到一个好的太太。
But so when I first met Tina, and then she actually is from Philadelphia, so she came to visit, and then she went back to Philadelphia, and we started to write letters.
当我第一次遇到 Tina 的时候啊，她是从费城飞过来。他从费城飞过来之后，我们见了面，然后他又飞回了费城。这之后呢，我们之间不断的在写书信。
So at first, it was not obvious to people that I had a girlfriend.
所以在开始的时候呢，并不是所有人都知道我是有一个女朋友的。
But then, Tina, after a few months, she came to Minnesota for graduate school.
但是后来呢，过了几个月 ，Tina 她飞到了明尼苏达州，然后来这里上研究生。
So then.I am sitting next to this girl named Tina.
所以那个时候呢，我就坐在了这个女孩，名叫 Tina 的女孩的旁边。
And the 阿姨 and 叔叔 they all look at her,
So 叔叔阿姨们会以很奇怪的眼光看着我。
And it was obvious to them after a while that we enjoyed being with each other.
所以后来就很明显了，我们很喜欢在一起。
And we served together.
我们在一起服侍。
And In other words, I was not trying to hide the fact that Tina and I had a relationship.
另一句话说，我并没有来想掩藏我和 Tina 一起服侍的这个事实。
And that was the beginning of our learning how to love one another.
这个是我们, 开始, 学习怎么能互相爱的过程的开始。
And it was fresh.
一个是很, 这个是很新鲜的。
And it was passionate and it was obvious.
也是很有激情的，也是很明显的。
Now I still love Tina.
我现在也还是很爱Tina。
We have been married now almost 18 years.
我们结婚已经快18年了。
I am 19. No, just kidding. And like today, when we went to church, we had to drive separate cars because I have, you know, I was coming here, so it would not be so obvious because we even drive separate cars to church.
像今天我们去教会的话，我们需要分着车去开车到教会。
But what I'm saying is, I often have to remind myself, and we have to look for those chances when we could be together. So it's an obvious love relationship.
所以到现在呢，我还不断要跟自己说，我们要找机会，我们能在一起，能够而且让这个变得很明显，说我们是在一起服侍神。So
Jesus Christ was telling the church at Ephesus that I recognize that you are a very good church in many ways.
所以耶稣在这里对以弗所教会所讲的是，在很多方面我是知道你是一个很了不起的教会。
But you don't love me like you used to.
但是呢，你对我的爱已经不像当初那样了。Just
think of this.
我们这里想一想。It
is possible to serve Jesus, to sacrifice, and to suffer for His name's sake, but yet not really love Him.
我们是可能做到，是为基督做很多事情，为他受很多的这种逼迫。 以他的名来做这些付出，但是呢，却不爱他。Labor,
here's the title of today's message is that love, labor does not equal love.
今天我们这个信息的主题呢，就是劳苦不等于爱心。If
all I do is work for Tina and try to, take care of the bills and make sure we have food and make sure we have a house and make sure we have a car. Is that enough? Is that really love?
假如我唯一做的事情就是整天忙忙碌碌去挣钱，然后保证说我们可以买足够东西吃，足够东西穿，然后有钱能够让我们能够有足够地方住，这个是爱吗？这份爱够了吗？
I work really hard.
我工作很努力.
But I know from talking to Tina what she really wants is me.
但是我知道当我和Tina去讲话的时候，我知道她最需要的是我。
She wants my time.
她需要我的时间,
she wants my heart.
她想要我的心,
she desires to have my mind connect with hers.
她希望能够和我在, 思想上也有交流,
she desires that we can hold each other.
她希望我们能够, 能够牵手,
she desires that we are parents together to our two children.
她也希望我们在一起,作为孩子, 的父母能够在一起。
See, just labor does not necessarily mean love.
所以光忙碌,
How about brothers and sisters here at Rock Chinese Church?
我们,
I think from talking to many of you in the past, and sometimes we see each other, I know there's a lot of hard work.
我想从, 过去这段时间里和大家, 这种交流,
and I think hopefully you're encouraged. God sees your labor.
我们也希望你在听到这里你是
But sometimes we have to stop and realize what God really desires is that we love Him. How is your individual walk with God?
你们自己和神的同步是怎么样的?
You might say, oh, I go to church every Sunday.
你可能会说我每周日都去教会。
Oh, I lead a campus fellowship at my school, at my high school, or my college group.
我在我的学校里头，不管大学也好，中学也好，我是一个团契的一个领袖。
I read the Bible every day.
我每天都读,
I pray for people in my church and in my family.
我为我们教会还有我自己的家里人在祷告。
But the question is not, are you doing anything?
但是这个问题是, 这个问题不是你做了什么?
The question is, do you love Jesus?
这个问题是你爱耶稣吗?
is very a little scary to see what the punishment would be in verse 5. He says, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Chapter 2, verse 5. Basically, he will remove that church. Basically, he's saying, I'd rather you love me than just to labor for me. You know, as a pastor, I read this and it scares me. There's a lot of work to do for Jesus. But I can easily say, well, I need to read the Bible because I'm supposed to, because I have to teach or I have to preach. But that's very different from saying, God, I want to read your word because I love you and I want to hear from you to me.
但是这个呢是和去说神啊我想来读你的话因为我爱你我想学你的话这个是很这个区别是很大的
So what is the exhortation? What is the application for us?
所以我们这里的应用是什么呢?
Look at verse 5.
大家看到第五节
It seems like there's three steps.
在第五节里讲了有三步
Remember
回想
Repent
悔改
And then repeat.
然后行起初所行的事.
So let's look at remember, therefore, from where you have fallen.
我们先来看看, 回想你是从哪里坠落的开始.
The idea really is keep on remembering.
这,
not just remember one time, but keep on remembering and keep on remembering.
这教我们的就是说要回想, 不光是回想一次, 要不断地来回想.
You know, if Tina and I are having an argument,
就当我和Tina去假如我们吵架的话
If I take the time to stop and remember when I first met her
假如我这时候我停下来去回想一下当初我第一次见到她的时候是什么样的情景
It helps me to work out things together so that we're not arguing
这个呢就可以帮助我能够在一块去共同的去解决这个事情而不是来继续争吵
I told you that Tina came to visit Minnesota when I was working there as a youth pastor. And I was in the Sunday school for the college students. And her uncle brought her and her brother to our Sunday school. And introduced her and said, Oh, my niece is here for 1 week. I just want to introduce you to her. Now, I didn't know right away that I was going to marry her. But I do remember meeting her in Sunday school, and I'm very thankful that day I was not teaching.
但是我记得很清楚那一刻我在主日学见到他的时候我很感激因为那天我没有来教不是在教课
And I, by the way, I always tell people you need to go to Sunday school you never know you can meet
所以呢我有机会就跟别人说 你一定要去主日学因为你不知道会发生什么
But seriously, when I am at having an argument or I'm not in fellowship with my wife if I remember back when we first met if I remember the good times that God has given to us it brings a smile to my face and I am a little bit more humble then to be able to work together with her you know we often forget and take each other for granted because we're so busy or we're so distracted. School, work, being a parent, being a grandparent, all of these different things keep us so busy.
学习也好, 工作也好, 教养孩子也好, 甚至教养, 更下一代的子孙也好，各种各样的事情让我们忽略了对方。
Building a church is a lot, it can distract us too.
甚至建立一个教会都可以让我们分心。
This morning we had Lord's Supper, and one of the things about the Lord's Supper is to remember what the Lord did for us.
今天早上我们在一起共享主餐，主餐的这个实际上就是让我们来想起耶稣为我们的付出是什么。
So we need to remember, first of all.
所以我们必须要第一点，我们要回想。
Verse 5 says, number 2, we need to repent.
在第五节里，第二节，在第五节里，第二点这里讲到，我们需要悔改。
Repent means to change our mind.
悔改的意思就是说改变我们的心。
If I am sinning, I am going this direction, but when I repent of my sin, I turn back to God and go this direction.
当我在一个往方向一个方向走的时候，我改变了我心，我去悔改，意思就是说我转过来，我回归神的那个方向。
Not one of these where you go sideways and you look both ways and you don't know which way to go.
而并不是说你像好像横着走，你也是左右为难，你也不知道该往哪边走。
Repentance is turning away from sin and turning 100% back to God.
悔改呢，就是要远离罪，然后去面向神，向神走去。
As you remember what God has done in your life.
当你回想起神在这一生中为你做了什么。
As you remember the salvation that Jesus has given to you.
如果你能回想到耶稣基督给你的救赎。
What will often happen is that He will show us our sins and we can repent of our sin.
常常最终发生的就是他告诉我们的罪是什么，我们也可以为我们的罪而悔改。
And then He says to go and do the works you did at first, or I use the word to repeat what you used to do.
所以他这里最后在讲的是，所以你再去行起初所行的事。我在这里用的词就是叫重复。
You know, by telling us to remember something, it implies that we often forget.
这里讲到让我们回想一件事情。去讲回想的话，意思就是说我们已经忘记了一些事情。
You know, I've heard people say that if they, I heard stories of people who were put in jail for their faith.
我听到一些故事，这个听到很多故事，就是说一些人因为他们的信仰被送进了监狱。
And people, many many years down the road, they were released.
在很多年之后呢，他们被放出来。
And people say, well, how did you get through it?
很多人问他，你这些年你怎么过来的呢？
And they always say they spend time praying and thinking of Jesus Christ.
他们总说，就说这些年我花在很多时候去祷告，然后去回想耶稣基督为我所做的事情。
They remembered the Lord.
他们记住了。
There was repentance of sins.
他们也为他们的罪而悔改。
And then as we do that, we repeat with the good works we did at the first.
当我们做了这些之后，我们再去。去行起初我们所做的事情。
You know what's interesting? A lot of times, is new believers are the most excited about serving God.
很有意思的就是说，往往我们看到那些新的信徒、新的信耶稣的人，他们却是最愿意为神做。
You know, they'll say, "Hey, Pastor, let's go tell people about Jesus. Let's go to the, you know, let's go and tell my neighbors."
他们常常来跟我说，牧师啊，我们去传神的福音吧，我们向我们的。我要向我的邻居传神的福音。
Or let's go have a Bible study.
或者说我们一起来学圣经吧。
Or Pastor, let's go practice music again so we can, you know, be ready for Sunday.
所以说牧师让我们一起来去练圣诗吧，这样的话周日来了之后我们好去献诗。
And I'm like thinking, but that's three Sundays from now.
但我想你的这个时候还有三个星期日呢，所以还早着呢。
There's always this excitement, especially for those who are new believers.
但是我从这些但我们总能感到一份激情，尤其是从这些新的信徒身上。
Because their love for Jesus is so fresh.
因为他们对耶稣的爱是很新鲜的。
So brothers and sisters, this is not a message meant to, you know, scold you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我在这里的话，并不是想要责备你们。
This is just a reminder that just working hard for God does not necessarily mean we love God.
所以我只是在这里想提醒大家，给神做很多的事情。并不代表你很爱神。
However, I think most people in here do love God.
但是呢，我在这里，我相信在这里大部分人都是很爱神的。
So I encourage us this afternoon, this evening, to take some time to pray.
所以我在今天下午，我在这里鼓励大家，在今天晚上就花点时间向神祷告。
Whether you're a teenager or whether you are a grandma or grandpa.
不光你是个青年人也好，还是你是已经是做爷爷奶奶人也好。
Do you love Jesus?
你爱耶稣吗?
I mean, really, do you love Jesus?
你真真正正的爱耶稣吗?
It's like, well, I'm not sure what it means to love Jesus.
我可能你会说我不太明白什么叫爱耶稣。
Well, how do you love other people?
那我就想问你, 你怎么去爱一个人呢?
You spend time with them?
你和他们在花时间在他们身上。
You talk with them?
你和他们去交谈。
You spend time and money for them.
你为他们花，愿意为他们花金钱。
You enjoy, you cannot wait to see them.
你很想他们，你甚至说你没法等待想看见他们。
You sacrifice for them.
你为他们来付出。
You love them.
你爱他们。
This is a reminder for me also.
这对我自己来说也是一个提醒。
Whether you're a pastor or whether you're a layperson, everybody has so much that we have to do.
你是一个牧师也好，或者是一个一般人也好，我们为基督有很多很多事情要做。
And my first job is to be a husband.
我的第一个工作就是要做一个好的丈夫。
My second job is to be a good parent.
我的第二个工作就是做一个好的父亲。
My third job is to try to be a good pastor.
我第三个工作就是想做一个好的牧师。
This is more than I can handle.
这个呢，已经是我已经是超过我能承受的。
I can either try work hard, or I can remember to love God, and He will help me to work hard for Him.
我要么我可以去自己努力，不断的忙碌，想要做得更好；要么呢，我可以去来让我自己回想起让神来帮助我做得更好。
So brothers and sisters, the simple challenge is let us love Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在这里。这个很简单的一个挑战，就是让我们真真正正去爱耶稣基督。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Our Father, I thank you for this precious time and for these brothers and sisters.
我们天上的父，我们很感谢您赐给我们这段时光，也赐给我们这些弟兄姊妹们。
I know many here do work very hard.
我们知道很多这里很多人都在为您去努力。
And I thank you for them.
为此，我们向你献上感谢。
And I do pray, Lord, though, if there's anybody here who's not working hard, that they will work harder.
但是 我在这里也祷告，就是说，如果这里如果谁没有去努力的话，希望您去感动他的心，让他去努力。
May they understand their part of this body.
让他们明白他们在神在这个教会的肢体上的功行。
But Lord, as we labor, help us to remember to love you.
但是主啊，在我们去努力工作的时候，希望您能够让我们回想起。
Let us remember.
让我们能够回想。
Let us repent of the sins that we know is in our life.
让我们为我们生命中的罪去悔改。
And let us repeat the good works that you have given us to do.
让我们重新行当初您让我们做的事情。
Someday I pray that every person in this building will hear you say.
我在这里祷告，有一天，这个楼里的每一个人都能听见您对他说话。
Well done, good and faithful servant.
忠实的奴仆啊，谢谢我，你做得很好。
And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
我们在这里向您感谢，我们在这里是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.